While Paul was waiting for them in Athens, he was deeply distressed. That is, he was freaked out when he saw that the city was full of idols. Acts 17:16. What freaks you out? We all freak out over one thing or another, sometimes for understandable reasons. If you are alone when a zombie apocalypse breaks out, by all means, freak out. Or sometimes for really silly ones. The media seems designed to freak us out. We have 24-hour news channels that, by their very nature, focus on the latest tragedy or extreme news story, replaying it over and over. We also see things on social media, from the hilarious to the frightening, pushing us closer to the freak-out zone. A snake will do it for more than a few. That's true for my wife, Michelle. About a year ago, I sat in our living room watching a ball game. Michelle has created a micro deer farm of sorts in our side yard. Deer abound in our neighborhood. Michelle feeds them, talks to them, and names them. She is Snow White. The deer hear her voice, and she calls them by name. On a pretty typical July night, she sat on the tailgate of our old truck watching the deer as I enjoyed my game. Suddenly my cell phone rang. I looked to see the name flashing on the screen. It was Michelle, just outside. We'd been married more than 35 years, which means you start to figure things out. Like that my wife never calls my cell phone when she is sitting just outside. As teens, our kids texted their friends while sitting in the same room, but we prefer talking to each other. Almost immediately, I surmised why she used the cell rather than walking in to get me. It had to be a snake. I hit the green button. "Snake!" was about all I heard. So out the door I ran. Sure enough, it was a snake. But not your garden variety, friendly, neighborhood black snake. The snake I spotted was most malevolent, a copperhead. The rusty serpent slithered across our driveway, where Michelle saw it below her feet as they dangled off the tailgate. That is, until she saw the snake. Does that picture freak you out? Snakes don't freak me out. I actually like snakes. I've kept a variety as pets. When I saw the pernicious pit viper, my first thought was to pin its head down, pick it up, and show its fangs on a video, proudly posting my biblical directive to take dominion on social media. I did mention I have been married over 35 years, right? Since I would like to be married another 30, I forgot the video idea, grabbed a golf club, and smote the serpent. I went Genesis 3:15 on him and crushed his gnarly head. I killed the dragon and rescued the girl. You get the idea. Most people don't like to be freaked out like that. Sure, some of us occasionally like to be freaked out, like teens watching a horror movie. I'm not sure what freaks you out, but if you're a follower of Jesus and really want to be freaked out, picture walking up to someone to boldly tell him about Jesus. You know, like talking to your church-loathing coworker, atheist family member, or that neighbor, the one who freaks you out. I've preached or taught in more than 2,000 churches and trained in countless events involving everyone from middle school youth to church leaders. I've spent a lot of time interacting with and talking to Christians, from those who witness consistently to those who share Jesus about as much as they skydive. I'm convinced of this. Most believers today really do love Jesus, really want to talk with Him, and yearn to honor Him. You want to serve Jesus faithfully and live for Him effectively, but you may not always know how. Is it by making bold statements about political issues on social media? Is it by posting online your outrage over the moral decline happening all around us? Is it by separating your life and your family as much as possible from everything and everyone who does not love our Jesus? Is it by being a good, church-attending, Bible-embracing, morally upright citizen and nothing more? What if I told you the God who spoke and created the universe made you uniquely in His image, in such a way that you, uniquely from everything else in creation, can worship, glorify, and serve Him? And that we've overcomplicated things. What if I showed you from God's Word that you and I were in fact made by God, not only to be redeemed by Christ, to glorify Him and to serve Him in the church, but what if I told you He made you, from the circumstances of your life to the people you know, to be a beacon.